Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour Podcast. This is Matt. Happy Sunday morning. And you know what? We are closing in on the season, week two of the NFL preseason. The full week two of the NFL preseason is almost in the books. And that means we are moving ever closer to the season. Today is the last of our division previews. We'll be talking about the AFC East. But before we get into that, a few news and notes. Last week, we found out about Jordan Addison and his three-game suspension. This ended up being a big week to find out about potential other discipline issues. Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond, two rookies who were dealing with legal troubles, both found out they will not face charges. Now they are free to sign and move on. But Isaiah Bond already signed with the Cleveland Browns. Judkins, who was drafted by the Browns, should be back with them pretty soon. Gives an interesting look as we approach the season. It is still possible one or both of them could face some kind of NFL discipline now that their legal matters are locked up, but much less uncertain future than we had at this time last week. Meanwhile, Rashee Rice set to meet the commissioner on September 30th. This likely means he is okay to play the first 4 weeks of the regular season. But what happens after that is a huge question mark. It leaked out this week that the NFL originally proposed a 10-plus game suspension for Rice. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of suspension comes out of this, what kind of back and forth between the Players Association and the league comes of this. But safe to say, the situation far from resolved. In other news, the hold-in for James Cook resolved peacefully. He got a four-year, $48 million extension. Going to be a big deal, keeping him in Buffalo for a while. And the Colts, after another preseason game, said they're close to making a quarterback decision, but it has not been made yet. That's one of the few teams that we still don't know who is going to be their opening day starting quarterback. Cleveland, another one of those teams. So we'll see what shakes out in the next week here. But as I mentioned, we are going to be completing our NFL division preview tour with the AFC East, a pretty good division that is actually home to the Buffalo Bills, who I just mentioned a little bit ago. We will start with those Bills because they were the first place team in the division. They finished 13-4, went all the way to the AFC Championship game. Among those who departed, Amari Cooper, who they traded for midseason, is not with them, still remains unsigned. Matt Collins, the wide receiver, went over to the New England Patriots. They lost defensive tackle Jordan Phillips, linebacker Von Miller, who went to the Washington Commanders, and cornerback Rachel Douglas. Among their additions, they brought in wide receiver Joshua Palmer, wide receiver Elijah Moore, Maxwell Harrison at corner, Joey Bosa on the line, Shaq Thompson at linebacker, and they also got cornerback Dane Jackson. Fantasy finishes, Josh Allen was QB2 for fantasy last year, also won the NFL MVP award. James Cook was running back 8. Ray Davis, running back 40 as a rookie. Ty Johnson, running back 50. Keon Coleman, wide receiver 71 as a rookie. Khalil Shakir, who got a big extension this offseason, wide receiver 37. Palmer was wide receiver 74 for the Chargers. Elijah Moore, wide receiver 67 for the Cleveland Browns. Dalton Kincaid, tight end 30. You know, Kincaid is the interesting one for me for fantasy. A lot of us thought he was going to break out big, that he would be kind of the Bills version of Travis Kelce. And actually, when you look at the numbers, they targeted him second most. He missed time, missed quite a few games with injury, also didn't have a very efficient catch rate, but they targeted him 74 times in the 13 games he was on the field. They were really trying to focus on him and making him part of the passing game. Can that continue? I think it can, and that's where he could sneak into low-end tight end one category. And among the passing assets, that's probably one of the few that I'm focused on. I think Keon Coleman has a chance to take a step up. I'm not sure what Palmer and Elijah Moore are going to do adding to this mix. We know which Khalil Shakir is. He's probably a wide receiver three. He is the focal point of their passing offense. It is good that they brought James Cook back. I think Cook in the low end running back one range for me. I think he is a big weapon. But really, this is about Josh Allen, his running, his passing, everything he does. And I think the Bills still have a very good roster and are a team that is built to compete for a title. And I think that's what they're going to end up doing again. Second place team in the division a year ago was the Miami Dolphins. They finished 8-9 out of the playoffs. This offseason, Raheem Mostert departed for the Las Vegas Raiders. They traded tight end Jonnu Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers, as well as cornerback Jalen Ramsey, and they lost safeties Javon Holland and Jordan Poyer. They brought in Zach Wilson to be a backup quarterback. They brought in Alexander Mattison at running back, but he has subsequently been lost for the season with a neck injury. They brought in Nick Westbrook at receiver, Darren Waller. They traded for him at tight end, and he unretired. They signed Jack Jones, and they traded for safety Minkah Fitzpatrick. Last year, Tua Tagovailoa, despite missing games, was quarterback 22. Devon Achan was running back 5. A lot of that damage done in the receiving game. Tyreek Hill, who seems to be consummately unhappy with the team and at odds with the coach, was wide receiver 18. Jaylen Waddle, wide receiver 46, missed some significant time. And Nick Westbrook, wide receiver 54 for the Tennessee Titans. On paper, Miami has pieces. We've said that the last couple of seasons. I thought a couple of years ago I was really on Miami. I thought they were turning things around with Mike McDaniel. Since then, injuries have been a concern. Can Tua stay healthy? Can he stay on the field? That is a major concern. But also personality. Things have spiraled out of control. Tyreek Hill quit, quote-unquote quit, at the end of last season. He has walked that back, sort of apologize for that, but he continues to pop off in the media, and the back and forth between him and the coach in the media doesn't leave me with a good feeling. Miami feels like one of those teams that is cruising towards some kind of implosion, you know, and they are probably at a crossroad of potentially making some big changes, and it just doesn't feel like they have a very good energy. I like Devon Achan for fantasy, although more of a low-end running back one, maybe high-end running back two. I don't know if he's going to get that many targets.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Some receptions. That's 78 receptions last year. A lot of that because when Tua missed time, they were just dumping the ball off to him and tight end Jonnu Smith, which that's another question. Darren Waller. Still on the PUP list, waiting to be activated. He retired because he had trouble staying on the field. Now he's back. Is he healthy? How is he mixing into this offense? Doesn't feel like exactly the same player as Jonnu Smith. Can Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill stay healthy and stay on the same page as Tua long enough to get things done? Miami has a real, you know, 5-6 win energy, and I think that's where they're going to end up landing. Third place team last year was the New York Jets, and they were a bit of a mess. They finished 5-12 with Aaron Rodgers, who's no longer on the team, and Devontae Adams, who they traded for, who's also no longer on the team. They also let go of tight end Tyler Conklin, Javon Kinlaw, Hassan Reddick, and DJ Reed on defense. On offense, they brought in quarterback Justin Field, who is expected to be their starter. They drafted Mason Taylor, the talented tight end, and they brought in a collection of veteran receivers, including Josh Reynolds. Last year, Justin Fields was quarterback 32 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Breece Hall, running back 16, Braylon Allen, running back 51, Garrett Wilson, wide receiver 10, kind of a little bit of Teflon. So how are we feeling about the Jets? Well, the Jets are going to go as far as Justin Fields can carry them. They have a new coach in Aaron Glenn. I like the atmosphere that they're trying to build. But offensively, they still are kind of built around Breece Hall, who has competition in the backfield, not just Allen, but second-year man Isaiah Davis. They've talked about having a three-headed monster in the backfield that could be good for the Jets, but not great for fantasy. And Fields also something of a runner, especially around the goal line. That is one of the things that helps him succeed. I think that will be a draw away from Breece Hall. Hall, again, running back 16 last year, caught a lot of passes out of the backfield. That has not traditionally been a big strength of Justin Fields' game. So how much is that going to upset things? In the passing game, I still like Garrett Wilson. I probably am dropping him down to a more of a high-end wide receiver too, just based on how things are tracking out. But what to make of this passing game? You know, Justin Fields has been a fantasy viable quarterback as a starter, but he's never even thrown for 3,000 yards in a season, let alone more than that. So where are we going with Wilson? You know, I like the potential upside of Mason Taylor at tight end. Their wide receiver too is kind of a mess. Alan Lazard is still there. They brought in Tyler Johnson, Josh Reynolds. Someone's going to shake out. They have younger players like Malachi Corley. Something's going to shake out there, but how fantasy relevant is anyone really going to be beyond Garrett Wilson in the passing game? That's very hard to tell. And this preseason hasn't exactly answered a lot of those questions about the Jets. I think the Jets, with good coaching, a solid defense, and a decent performance on offense, could get, you know, into the 8-10 win range, maybe be pressing for a playoff appearance. But it also wouldn't surprise me if they only won 6 or 7 games and this experiment in Fields doesn't really work out. I've gotten both feelings as I've watched them during the preseason. I think that they will be a little bit better, a little more fun to watch. I believe in what Aaron Glenn is doing, but I don't know if they are quite there to be a playoff team yet. Last place in the division last year was the New England Patriots. How the mighty have fallen. They finished 4-13. Backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett and Jonathan Jones, the corner, among those who moved on. They brought in Josh Dobbs to be a backup. They drafted Travion Henderson to add to the running back room. They brought in wide receiver Stephon Diggs and Mac Hollins. They drafted wide receiver Kyle Williams. Big focus on getting more weapons. They got a great offensive tackle in the draft in Will Campbell. They brought in Harold Landry at linebacker and Carlton Davis at cornerback. But the big things for them, they brought in Mike Vrabel to be the head coach, brought some stability, and he brought back Josh McDaniels at offensive coordinator, some stability there for second-year man Drake May, who finished as QB 23 last year. Ramondre Stevenson was running back 28, Antonio Gibson running back 44. In the passing game, guys were all over the map. Demario Douglas, wide receiver 47. Diggs was wide receiver 64 for the Texans, but only played in the first 8 games. Kayshon Boutte was wide receiver 64. Mac Hollins, wide receiver 80 for the Buffalo Bills. Hunter Henry, pretty solid as tight end 12. And the thing is, you know what? I like the Bills, or I like the Patriots this year. I like their energy. I like what Mike Vrabel is bringing to them. I like the stability of Josh McDaniels coming to the offense. I think Drake May has low-end QB1 upside for me. Finished his QB23, but he was really hot toward the end of the season. He's another guy that did not start the whole season. He kind of came in a few weeks in and really gained. They also did not have much in the way of weapons, and I like what they built around him a lot better. I think the backfield's going to be fun. Travion Henderson really has, you know, top 20, top 12 upside at running back, but I think he's going to be splitting with Ramondre Stevenson. They also tend to rotate backs a lot for the New England Patriots. I think Antonio Gibson probably still be in the mix. That has me thinking both Henderson and Stevenson end up in the running back 3 range for fantasy, but they will probably be good behind him. I like the addition of Diggs. We've seen him as a solid veteran receiver helping young quarterbacks before. That is something that he really did with Josh Allen in Buffalo. When he came to Buffalo, Buffalo didn't really have any marquee receivers. They weren't sure what Josh Allen was going to be as a young quarterback. And they kind of grew together. He was the dependable rock. And he could do the same thing for Drake May. I also like Kyle Williams, the rookie. I think the rest of the guys that they have are going to be complimentary. But this offense should be a lot better. And the Patriots are a team that I actually think could win 9 or 10 games and get into the wild card discussion. Mike Vrabel, a very good coach. I think they had some pieces last year, just couldn't quite put it all together. I feel better about them this year. So that brings kind of, how do I see the East shaking out? Well, I think the Bills are still on top, and I think they are one of the top seeds in the AFC and one of the challengers for the Super Bowl. But I mentioned I like the Patriots. I think we're going to end up seeing two come out of this division, and it's going to be Buffalo and New England in the playoffs this year. With the Jets at close third, Miami, I just think they're going to bottom out, and I think we're going to see some changes for the Dolphins this offseason. That is my take on the AFC East in 2025. We'll be back next week talking a little bit more about latest news and notes and getting ready for the season, which is getting ever closer. A wrap on the third week of preseason will come next week. And then the week after that, I'll make my final playoff picks and give the final season preview as we get ready for week one of the NFL season. It is coming all too quickly. I will see you guys next week.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.